of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Ephesians chapter number 6. And, I think a lot of time as Christians, we forget that we got an enemy. And some folks don't even believe he exists.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Mm. 6th chapter of Ephesians, beginning at verse number 10. I want to read from 10 through 13 with our emphasis, and where we draw our subject is verse 11. Everybody got it? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Anybody need a little more time? Say, hold on. Let us all stand, please, for the reading of the word of God. And it reads, beginning at verse number 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord
in
the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes, sir.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age.
Yes.
Against spirit hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand at the evil day, and that having done all, to stand. Grass withered, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And for a little while, I want to just deal with the subject and let us all know that Satan is real.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Satan is real.
Yes, sir. Come on.
My brothers and sisters, Satan, the devil, is real.
Yes, he is.
And he's working overtime in his deception of the Lord's people.
Uh-huh.
And so let me begin by saying, by asking the question rather, who is Satan? Who is the devil? Well, let me say that some people believe concerning Satan range from the silly to the abstract, from a little red guy with horns and a pitchfork and a forked tail who steps on your shoulders, urging you to sin, or to the expression used to describe the personification of evil. But the Bible, however, gives us a clear portrait, thank you, Ursula, of who Satan is and how he affects our lives. To put simply, the Bible defines Satan as an angelic being who fell from his position in heaven due to sin, who is now completely opposed to God, doing all in his power to thwart God's purpose.
Yes.
He does it by counterfeiting all that God does, hoping to gain worship of the world and encouraging opposition to God's kingdom. He is the ultimate source behind every false cult, every world religion, and he will do anything and everything in his power to oppose God as well as those who follow God. New Paul says in the text in verse 11 to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yeah.
In other words, we are to put on all the armor that God gives so that we can defend ourselves against the devil's tricks. Because one of his main tactics is deception. And that's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and 11, 14, he said, no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
Mm.
In other words, he tries to make himself look like an angel of light in order to deceive folk. Because the one big way Satan wreaks havoc in our lives is through deception.
All right.
Because when Satan deceives us about who God is, who God says we are, and who he is, he gained power and authority in our lives.
All right.
My brothers and sisters, Satan, yes, Lord, does exist. I'm trying to tell you he's real. And one of the most potent lies that Satan tells and wants folk to believe that he doesn't exist. But the Bible says that the reason Jesus, the Son of God, appeared was to destroy the works of the devil.
All right.
According to 1 John 3 and 8. Therefore, Satan has no more authority over those who are in Christ except when we give in to him by believing his lies.
Yes.
Satan is real, I tell you, because one is only to be aware of the immense power of evil all around us to be sure assured of Satan's reality. There are atrocious crimes being committed in the world that can be attributed neither to man nor God. For instance, I was reading the other day where a woman in Australia murdered her husband, skinned him and baked his flesh from his buttocks and served it along with vegetables and gravy to his children. Now, you tell me, who is the author of something this horrific? I tell you, nobody but Satan could entice someone to do such a heinous, evil thing like this. My brothers and sisters, Satan is real.
Yes.
Now, the first report of Satan activity came from a garden, and since his initial spotting, you can trace his murderous, malignant footsteps through the pages of history. But now, to understand Satan, we must know him for who he really is, and we can know the nature and work of Satan, the devil, by a close study of the Word of God, because Scripture gives ample insight into his reality. For instance, the Bible reveals that Satan has personality, meaning he is not just a figment of someone's imagination, because whenever the Bible presents Satan, it seems that he has personality, meaning he has personal qualities. And so in reading two biblical accounts of Satan's presence, we see his personal qualities. And because we will note that when Satan came to Eve, he talked with her. Then when he encountered Jesus in the wilderness, he talked and reasoned with the master. And so from those two accounts, we can deduce that Satan has intellect and will.
All right.
Now, Satan's personality is revealed by his name. Because in the Bible, a person's character is reflected in his or her name.
Yes.
Now, the Bible uses many names to describe our leader, this leader of evil, such as the devil, Satan, Beelzebub, evil one, the serpent, the old dragon, the murderer, father of lies, the angel of light, and many others. And so let's notice what kind of person Satan is by looking at two of his names. First, the name Satan means adversary or opposer. Because wherever you find Satan, you'll find him in malicious opposition to God.
Yeah.
Secondly, the name, yes, Lord, devil means, and let me just say, Satan and the devil are the same person.
Yeah.
The name devil means slanderer, a false accuser.
Yes,
my brothers and sisters, the devil seeks to slander the good name and character of God, and he also is the accuser of the brethren, meaning he accuses us before God. And so by studying Satan's other names, it would yield an adequate description of the kind of being he is.
All right.
But not only does he have personality, but he also, Satan has purpose. Men, my brothers and sisters, Satan's purpose can be seen by a study of his actions in the Bible. Because whenever you encounter the devil in Scripture, he's seeking to hinder the work of God.
Yes.
Because one of the devil's main tactics is to divide and conquer.
Yes.
And he does this through weak Christians who allow the devil's deception to rule their lives and set up the Holy Spirit. Because whenever you find a Christian always complaining, fighting against God's program, slandering the name of fellow Christians, refusing to give their tithes and offering for the support and upkeep of the church and its mission, and even trying to encourage others not to give, they are not being used by the Holy Spirit.
That's
they're
right.
being used by Satan
and
seeking to hinder God's work.
Yeah.
And that's why the text says in plain and simple terms in verse 12, We are not fighting against flesh and blood. We are not fighting against humans. We are fighting against forces of evil and authorities and against rulers of darkness and powers in this spiritual world. And that's why the text also said in verse 10 and 11, he tells the Christian, be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And the power of his might. By putting on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of Satan. But to put another way, let the mighty strength of the Lord make you strong. Put on the armor that God gives so you can defend yourself against the devil's tricks. And also Satan seeks to prevent repentance. Meaning he tries to keep people from opening their lives to Jesus Christ. Now Paul says that the way he does it, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, is that the God who ruled the world has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light, which is the good news about our glorious Christ who shows us what God is like. My brothers and sisters, Satan uses various procedures to prevent belief or trust in Jesus Christ.
All right.
And one of the most deceptive tricks he used today is that Jesus and Christianity is the white man religion made up to keep black folk in bondage.
Mm.
But in reality, it's unbelief that's keeping us in bondage.
All right.
Because the Bible says, according to Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. Anyone who comes to him must believe that he's real and that he rewards anyone who searches
All right.
for him. Even more, Satan seeks to hinder growth and commitment to Christ. Because after one becomes a Christian, I need to tell you, Satan is not finished when he just started.
Yeah.
Meaning there remains a constant battle of the flesh and the spirit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's why the text says again in plain and simple terms in verse 13 through 17, be ready and let the truth be like a belt around your waist. And let God justice protect you like armor. Your desire to tell good news about peace should be like shoes on your feet. Let your faith be like a shield, and you will be able to stop the flaming arrows of the evil one. Let God's saving power be like a helmet, and for a sword you God's message that comes from the Spirit. And then verse 18 says, never stop praying, especially for those because wherever you realize it or not, we are in a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
And we are in this thing together.
Yeah.
And so remember, one of the main tactics of the devil is to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, Satan seeks to prevent people from obeying God.
Yeah.
He even tried to tempt Jesus with three attractive proposals. When Jesus was out here in the wilderness, in the early church, he often caused disturbance. On one occasion, Paul said to the Thessalonica church in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, he said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hindered us. But not only does Satan have purpose, but also Satan has procedures.
Yeah.
And that's why the text warned the Christians against the wiles of the devil.
Yeah.
Meaning we must be aware of the tricks of the tempter, because Satan uses distortion. Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 2:10 and 11, he said, concerning forgiving of others, he says, anyone you forgive, I also forgive.
Yeah.
And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, he said, I have forgiven in sight of Christ for your sake.
Yeah.
Somebody might wonder why, he says in verse 11, in order that Satan might not outwit us.
Yes.
Because we are not unaware of his schemes and devices.
Yes.
Which could mean his sophisticated reasoning, because first he gets folk thinking in a distorted and doubting map.
Yes.
Like in the case of Eve, encounter with Satan in the garden. She thought that she would become like God by following his satanic suggestions. Also, no more attractive, plausible proposal could have been presented to the Messiah than the three that was presented to Jesus in the wilderness.
Yes.
Satan's procedure is to distort the truth. Also, Satan used distractions because he always come disguised to distract a person from obeying God's will. The Bible says in James 1:14, it says, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Though Satan is not mentioned in this verse, his besiegers can be seen because he seeks to get humankind away from God with attractive elements of the world. And so we need to beware of Satan's cunning device to draw us away from fellowship with God.
Yeah.
Well, finally, before you take a nap, not only does Satan have procedures, but he also has power.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, a casual observation of life around you will convince you of Satan's power. He's called the prince of this world, and yet we need to understand the biblical fact about Satan's power. Satan has a designated time of power because Jesus Christ defeated Satan on the cross.
Yes.
Paul says in Colossians 2:15, having small principalities and powers, he talked about Jesus made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. In other words, on the cross, Christ defeated all the powers and forces, and he let the whole world see them being led away as prisoners when he celebrated his victory.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, by the cross, God disarmed and deprived Satan of all his demonic and all of his demonic horde of the power they once had. John, in describing the besiegers that of Satan that persecuted Christians, he said in Revelation 12:11, the way they had victory is they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
All right.
In other words, the people defeated Satan because of the blood of the Lamb and the message of God.
Yes.
And that's why the text tells us in plain and simple terms to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to defend ourselves against the devil. Because we're not fighting against human beings.
Yeah.
We're fighting against forces and authorities, against rulers of darkness and powers in the world.
Yeah.
He said, be ready and let the truth be like a veil around your waist. And let God's justice protect you like armor.
Yeah.
Your desire to tell the good news about peace should be like shoes on your feet.
Yeah.
And let your faith be like a shield, and you be able to stop the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Yes,
let God's saving power be like a helmet.
Yes,
and for a sword, use the word of God that come from the Spirit.
Yeah.
But most of all, Paul said, never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And then he says, stay alert and keep praying for God's people. Because between the resurrection and the Lord's final return, I tell you, Satan has power.
Yeah.
So always keep in mind, remember that Satan has a designated day of doom.
Yeah.
Meaning God has marked a calendar on his calendar when the complete overthrow of Satan will be manifested. Because when the Lord comes for the final consummation of history, Satan's doom will be pronounced.
Yeah.
But until that day, we need to put on the whole armor of
God
that we may be able to stand against the tricks of the devil.
Yeah.
Because we have the victory in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And the reason we have the victory is because one Friday on a hill called Calvary, he hung there and died for the sins of the world, fulfilling the prophecy of Genesis 3:15. That said the serpent seed would prove the woman's seed heal. And the woman's seed talking about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
First the serpent hits his seed's head. And so he died.
He died.
And have the victory.
Yeah.
Because greater is he than is he. in pain. He didn't say to him, him in the grave. That's where they try to move to the close.
Yeah.
Satan, he's real, and God still grants Satan some authority in the world.
Yeah.
Which means that his power is not completely broken right now.
Yeah.
Except one power that is completely broken, and that is death.
Yeah.
And that's why the Hebrew writer writes, say Jesus came as a man in order to destroy him who holds the power over death, which he had held from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's why John said, he said Satan was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Yeah, yeah.
But in clothing as children of God, we have the victory, and we lean and depend on the Lord. Then we put on God's spiritual armor. I tell you, we got to dress up for the battle, because Satan, he is real. He opposes God.
Yeah.
If you're not saved this morning by faith, you ought to give your life unto the Lord so that you can stand in victory against Satan, because one day it will be completed. You'll be defeated completely, because the Bible says in Revelation 20 and 10 that the devil that deceived them, he was cast in the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophets are, and they'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. Because he can't work unless he works through somebody.
That's right.
And when you find somebody that every time you look up, they're trying to fight against this.
Yeah.
Fight against
yeah.
this. Trying to talk against that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody but Satan.
That's it.
You need to pray for
yeah.
You know you're doing it.
Yeah.
You just say, Lord,
stop.
Forgive me.
That's right.
I just got weak.
That's right.
And I let Satan take a call.
That's all right, Pastor. That's all right. Yeah. Speak the word. Spike it!
God calls us to unity.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
And not division. Yes. How in the world can we not get along here and talk about when we get to hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And you can't get along down here. All right. This okay. is the staging ground. All right, we have to get along down here.
Amen.
If we can't get along temporarily, how are we going to get along forever?
All right,
yeah. At this time, that may be somebody.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, health care, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.